Shalom and hi everyone. Welcome to the United Herzog podcast. You're probably familiar with learning concepts such as collaborative learning, the jigsaw method, self-directed learning, and active learning. Sometimes these methods and techniques seem a little bit vague. United Herzog has prepared a series of short and focused podcasts on a number of educational approaches. The podcasts are workshops for building lesson plans based on diverse, inviting, and engaging learning practices that encourage students to take an active and meaningful part in their learning. We've also prepared accompanying materials for you and your students that help improve their learning using these practices. These practices may be adapted to any content and any age group. So go ahead, take the material you've planned to teach, find a quiet place, put on your headphones, and join us. Sometimes the classroom can have a sort of industrial feeling, as though you were in a factory. A bell has sounded for the end of the break. All the students go inside, sit in front of the teacher, and have to move at the same pace as a group. Naturally, there is often a distribution. On the one hand, students who understand the material and manage to keep up with the teacher and move forward, and on the other hand, another group who fail to follow and sometimes also make it difficult for other students to learn. There is a third group which fluctuates between the extremes. It is not easy for the teacher to give attention to each student in a heterogeneous class and enable them choice and ability to make personal progress so that they feel involved in learning. A learning menu is a practice that enables differentiation by providing flexibility and choice in the learning method. Learning menus provide students with a personal choice between different learning activities. The teacher who plans the learning menu can decide how many activities need to be completed at any given time, which activities are mandatory, which activities involve individual or group work, and which activities have a creative mode or an exploratory task. Learning menus allow students to learn at their own pace. Learning choice is also a significant factor in encouraging motivation to study. And when students are given a choice of learning methods, they take responsibility for their learning processes. In this podcast, I will guide you through the process of building a lesson plan based on learning menus. And at the end of the segment, you will have a lesson ready to use in class. Let's start. Are you here? Great. You can put on headphones and prepare a device for documenting the structure of the lesson. It can be a notebook, a sheet of paper, or a computer. You can also use the page we have prepared for you, companion page for listening to the podcast, Learning Menus. There are 5 stages when preparing the learning menus. I will explain each step and give you time to work while listening to music. If you feel you need more time, stop the recording, finish your work, and get back to us. First step, think about the academic subject you want to teach in the near future. This can be a unit of several lessons and not necessarily a single lesson. Learning menus can give students assignments that will last for several lessons, and the students will keep reopening the learning menu to continue progress and learning. After you have thought about the study topic, think about learning activities that students can do on their own. Sort them into the following categories: individual assignments, group assignments, assignments with a creative product, publicized assignments, and research assignments. Take 3 minutes to think about educational assignments according to those categories. Have you got a topic? Have you got an initial list of activities? Excellent. Previously, we suggested that you have 5 categories and 3 activities in each category. This means that you now have about 15 ideas for activities. Now we want to cut down the number of activities to about 6 to 9 activities from different categories. Try to eliminate activities while maintaining diversity in the categories. I recommend that you keep 1 activity from each category. That means 1 individual activity, 1 group activity, 1 research activity, etc. Also, think about the level of activities. Some of the activities will be more complex for advanced students, and some will be simpler for students who have not yet reached this level. This way, you can give answers to a heterogeneous class. Spend 2 minutes on this stage. You can pause the recording and return to it when you are ready. Now you should be focused on a clear number of activities you want to promote. It's time to give a few more details about them. Write the name and a short description of each one of the activities to help the students choose the activity they would like to do. Then, detail the steps involved in completing each activity. Remember that we want the instructions to be as clear as possible. So write in a simple language for the students to understand and handle independently. In addition, if the students need links to read, view, or listen to certain sections, don't forget to attach those too. You should have the activities defined by the end of this stage. We will spend 3 minutes preparing this stage, although it is likely that you might need some more time. We are nearly at the end. You have already done most of the work, and it is very impressive. Now we are going to address evaluation. In other words, how to evaluate the various assignments. We will not discuss all of the possibilities because there are many, but we will offer some points to think about during the evaluation stage. First, assess the amount of assignments performed. Refer to the process of undertaking each assignment. Think about giving a personal sense of achievement when a student finishes each one of the assignments. Try not to create competition between the students on the number of assignments they have completed. Regarding the assignments themselves, try to assess the knowledge itself, but also refer to the process and skills the students had to demonstrate, such as reflective questions that emphasize skills. These could be, how independent did I feel in performing the assignments? Did I complete the assignments in full and on time? If the student needed to learn some creative tool, such as editing a video, you can examine creative expression. It is important that the students know in advance how they will be assessed on their learning. Use these suggestions to review your process of work. Take a few minutes to think about this. Now that we have clearly defined the assignments and evaluation methods, we have to organize the assignments in a tool that is accessible to all the students. There are various tools such as a tic-tac-toe menu, a selection board, a digital accessibility in Google Classroom, and more. Think about which tool is most convenient for you. You can research the various resources on the website or the internet in general, and include the assignments in the tool to make it accessible to all the students. This will take some time. We will give you 3 minutes of work while listening to music, but feel free to stop the recording as you need and return to us when you are ready. If you have gone through all of the stages, then you have prepared a really good study unit, which the students can access. The important thing now is to decide how you are going to tell the students about this unit, what the instructions are, and how much time will be given to them for the learning process. Also, think about your position in the class. You are not actively teaching, and you have a special opportunity to observe the students' work independently. Walk around the classroom and see the progress of each student who is working independently, regardless of which task they have chosen or how well they are coping. You can also take note of their social interactions. This is a perfect opportunity to spend more time focusing on specific students that you feel might need help if they are struggling, advanced students that you can challenge even more, and also those that you haven't had many opportunities to talk to and get to know better. So, I wish you the best of luck using this in your classroom. We hope you found this podcast to be helpful. Don't forget to also visit the United and Herzog College websites, where you will find additional materials about the practices and other useful resources for future lessons, inspiration, and enrichment. Good luck!